standing in the hall.
You send a card to Robbie in his room there. You guys can all go visit him.
Why, where's he? He wasn't here today? He didn't notice. Didn't notice.
What's the focus now, Matt? Do you guys do anything about the Saturday night exhibition, or just move forward and work on what you're working
on?
Yeah,
well, we've got meetings all day this afternoon, tonight, talk about every little mistake that happened in that game, and try to correct them. You know, that's one of the good things is that if you look at our mistakes, they're all correctable stuff. You know, it's not a question of effort or talent necessarily. It's just it's a question of discipline and doing the right thing. And so, you know, that stuff's teachable, coachable, and fixable. And so that's what we're going to do.
And how has your approach to preseason games changed during the course of your career, as opposed to this year as opposed to earlier seasons?
I try not to treat them too much differently. You know, the playing time thing's kind of decided for me. I try to go out and play every game the same way if I can. Last year I kind of went into the first game playing not to get hurt, and I think that's kind of a bad way to play. I think you just gotta go out and play hard, and when they take you out of the game, they take you out of the game. But I try my very, very best to treat them the same though.
Are there particular things you try to accomplish when you go out there, just as far as, you know, just establishing tempo and rhythm, etc.?
Yeah, ironically, we didn't get any of that done Saturday night, so might have to try harder doing that stuff.
Do you think Mike's going to kind of turn up the heat a little bit this week, him and his assistants, just because of what happens?
My guess is that it'd just be a shorter fuse, you know? I mean, he can only say the same thing so many times. At some point, you know, someone's got to do something about it. And unfortunately, usually he's the last guy. So if we don't correct our mistakes, he'll correct them for us.
But with this particular group, that should be enough of a wake-up call, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, we got a lot of new people, though, too. You know, I'm looking out there today, and a lot of people that weren't on our team last year, not a whole lot of experience practicing right now.
Yeah.
So it's a veteran team, but that team Saturday night wasn't all that veteran. So we got to, or at least new to the Seahawks anyway. So right. We just got to get everybody on the same page, kind of teach everybody you know, how we do it, and then we all got to do it together as a team. And that's probably the biggest thing. We're just not, we're not clicking, you know, we're not clicking on all cylinders right now. And that'll come. I could be totally wrong about this, but I think, you know, I know he's upset. We're all upset. We started the first play with a penalty, a false start or something. I think we started last year the exact same way, a false start. So, you know, it's fixable, it's early, but we do have to fix it.
But you connected this to practice, didn't you? You felt like that you could see it coming from the effort at practice and the way things have been going.
I mean, it's not really my words. That's Mike Holmgren speaking. Right. It's me just kind of repeating what he's saying. You know, he was upset with us all week, how we were practicing, sloppy, getting out of the huddle, not knowing where to line up, jumping off sides, illegal motion. All the penalties that were called on us in the game, you could have called those same penalties in practice. And so I believe, like our coaches do, that if you practice a certain way, that's how you're going to play. And that really, that's what we did. And so we got to fix it in practice. We fix it in practice. Practice, I think, will fix it in the game.
Have you had a chance to work with Spencer a lot on the snaps and the exchanges and everything in the past? And, I mean, obviously that's going to be cranked up a little bit.
Yeah. No, we haven't worked on that a lot. He's been here for a year, so we've gotten some work in. But that is something new. That's something added. And we worked on it a good amount today, and everything was great. Everything was fine. But your success rate at that center quarterback exchange needs to be 100%. You know, 99% is not good enough. So we just got to make sure it stays 100%.
Time goes on. How much more do you take upon yourself just instinctively, leadership-wise, for any of these things?
I think it's different every year, and I think it's probably tougher every year because, you know, you got to adapt and change to your team. You know, there's not one right way to do things, but I just try to stay consistent. I try to, you know, be within the sort of the guidelines that the coaches set. You know, what are the coaches looking for today from our team? And then I just try to do my best to do that by myself, number one. And then number two, kind of nudge guys or encourage guys to do the same thing for that day, whatever the points of emphasis are for our coaching staff. And they're pretty clear about it. I don't think it's necessarily that tough, but you got to do it yourself first, and then hope everyone else kind of has the same feeling about it as you do.
Anything else?
Thank you.